Time now for our digital download. Talk about Big Brother. Facebook now admits that it secretly tried to manipulate the emotions of nearly 700,000 users by controlling what they see in their newsfeed.
One suspecting group was shown more posts with positive words. The other group, yes, more posts with negative words in a surreptitious attempt to measure the impact on their mood.
Facebook affected my mood with this study, put me in a bad mood.
I felt violated. I felt like this is Big Brother-ish. It was just something, you know, 9,000 words of this. Terms of use, you don't ever scroll through all of that, so
just
you don't
click,
know
accept,
what they're
accept,
doing.
Accept.
Yeah, right, get me to my content. But they didn't have that in the terms of use, even if you had read it.
And initially, Facebook claimed that it did. This is a company that is so tone deaf. So initially, Facebook said, nothing wrong with what we did. Then the lead researcher on the study said, well, I feel bad if anybody felt.
And maybe we shouldn't have done it.
And then Sheryl Sandberg, the COO, comes out and says, well, we apologize for poorly communicating about this, not for doing itself.
Right. And I think that because everybody knows you're putting your information in there, it's out there in public, we understand that advertising is targeted to each person because of their likes and their dislikes. But there's something different about this. It's manipulating you as a person, trying to get you to change your behavior on an emotional level. It's not on a buying level.
Emotional contagion is the word. And apparently this worked. I mean, to the extent that this study means anything, people who got more negative information in their feed posted things more negatively or more positively if they got more positive information. And I just feel like, you know, this news feed is supposed to be based on algorithms that you're supposed to believe that this is not being tinkered with or biased in some way. I mean, what if Facebook decided to tinker with the news feed so that it was more pro-immigration, which is Mark Zuckerberg's position about loosening immigration rules? I mean, this is open to all kinds of abuse.
Absolutely. And the problem that I have with it is not being transparent. In news, if you are using anonymous sources, you know that you're using anonymous sources because you say they wouldn't talk on camera. But in this, you don't know that people are trying to manipulate you. With advertising on Facebook, you know they're trying to manipulate you. You know they're trying to get you to buy based on your likes.
I'd like to say that Facebook has learned a lesson from this, but
no.
Based on the company's statement,
no way.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I'm going to be a lot more wary of what I'm fed in the news feed.